Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
During the spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
All right, boys, goblins and ghouls!
Halloween from the Boogie Monster.
Milwaukee. Thanks. How's it going? I like it's like you're just the only guy here. You're like, thank you for showing up. What's going on, you guys? Hi, we're Dave and Kyle. This is the Boogie Monster Resurrected. Can I tell them what I just witnessed, Dave?
Sure, go for it.
Dave, we're back there waiting to go on. And Dave immediately just went outside. I'm like, no, we gotta go on stage. And he just went into the corner of the lobby there and fidgeted with his crotch for a while.
Yeah. My buttons came unflied. So I had to, you know.
You had to fix your pants.
I've only been here for an hour and a half. I always make any wardrobe adjustments out on the sidewalk. That's how I do.
But I'm like, oh, it's gonna be good, like good Boogie Monster's back. And then like they're like, you can go on the stage now. I'm like, Dave's out there playing with his dick in the corner. And I was wondering, like, well, if this flies down, it shouldn't take this long. I didn't know your button flying.
Yeah, got that.
Did you make that transition lately?
No, it's just they were a gift. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Katie trying to better you?
I think so.
Keeping you away from the zippers?
Yeah. Sharp interlocking teeth down there anyway.
Well, it's been a little while. How you been?
I'm good. I'm already out of breath. So, just like old times.
This is phenomenal. We're here at the Milwaukee Comedy Festival at the Laughing Tap for those listening at home. And yeah. And we have no plan whatsoever because this wouldn't be a Boogie Monster podcast if we had any sense of approach.
No, not at all. Not at all. How you been, buddy?
Oh, it's been a wild few.
Yeah?
Few months.
I haven't seen you in... Is this the first time we've seen each other since...
I think since we broke up.
Yeah, since the band broke up.
It was like a real Bravo TV kind of... 90 Day Fiancé, where are they at now? Right?
Still the team.
I've been real good, man. I kind of grew up as a man.
I bought
a house.
Look at
myself.
That, this guy.
Bought a house. Yeah. No, Pat. I know it's not a relatable premise. I feel nervous even bringing it up in this day and age. After I say, I usually say something. I'm like, don't worry, you can all line up to shit in my top hat after the show. That's what I say. No, I said I was gonna rent forever, and then I gave up. And decided to be my own landlord. Yeah, which, man, I gotta fix all this stuff.
How's that going? Have you moved in yet?
No. I have a new love of my life is watching how-to YouTubes run by recently empty nest divorced dads. Like watching these guys like that are sad that their last daughter went to college. Look, she's gonna learn the lessons that life's gonna teach her now. I can't keep teaching her lessons. She's gotta learn on her. But I can teach you how to replace this fridge door in a Samsung T83 French door refrigerator. I love those guys. Those are my friends now.
Are you really getting into home repair and all that?
No.
Are you handy?
No, I like change some light bulbs.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a start.
Nah, I just hired criminals to come in and fix my house. Is anybody, who are, anybody contractors here? Of course, the fucking electrician. Electrician. I was going to say, which type of criminal are you? Thieves.
Yeah.
I've let thieves into my home.
You got any good copper pipe?
It's not good anymore.
Yeah, not a good one.
They don't like it. Not since your days of contract. You were a contractor?
No.
Handyman?
I did heat and air. Did a little bit of that. I just crawl into crawl spaces and drag out dead possums and put in new ductwork. Not a very skilled trade, but...
Somebody's got to do it.
I'm a little handy.
Have you ever hired a task rabbit for your house?
No.
Anybody do task rabbit here? Are you a task rabbit? No admissions? Do you know what task rabbit is?
Yes.
Is it banned here in Wisconsin? Because you should know how to do that shit yourself. Task rabbit's great if you want to spend $50 to just let some other asshole come over to your house and you're like, oh, I could have done this. I could have rented a power washer for this. We had somebody power wash the patio. We're like, oh, he's going to come over with a power wash. It's going to be tight. And it was like the tiniest little power wash. The guy, it was like watching a guy laser print. Like 3 hours, he's like, squeak, squeak.
That's fun, though. Have you ever done that?
No, but I'm going to get into
it
now.
It's a good time. Even stuff that doesn't need cleaning. It's a fun recreational activity.
All right.
I like to go wash my car, even when it's not dirty.
Do you just like the gun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun.
You taking clothing out there? You taking other household items out there to clean them up?
I have washed like muddy boots and shit at the car wash. Why not? I forgot about this. One time brined, that's the word I'm looking for. I brined a Thanksgiving turkey one time.
At the car wash?
Not at the car wash. I brined the shit out of it for like 2 days, you know, with the onions and the lemons and all that shit and the turkey stock. And then, you know, Thanksgiving came and went and didn't clean out the cooler. For literally 6 months. I got a picture of it. Yeah. So I took that to the car wash. And I was just out there.
That looked
like a serial killer just cleaning up.
That was very much a Dahmer cooler at that point. That was.
Oh, I think you ate some of that turkey. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did.
But yeah, seriously.
You could just buy a new cooler at that point, dude.
Yeah. We were well into springtime by the time I got around to cleaning that cooler, so it's pretty cool. The before and after pics.
They're like $30.
Nice. Nothing wrong with it, just a little smelly.
What we got about 6 months? What's going on in your life, Dave?
Oh man, I don't know.
This is just the biggest Monday we've had in a while.
Yeah.
Catching up over the past 6 months.
I wish I had something exciting to say.
Yeah, but we used to record on Mondays. I'm sorry, that's where that made sense. Yeah. We're a little out of practice on stuff.
I'm doing the carnivore diet. Been on that for like a month.
What?
It's carnivore diet. It's the exact opposite, literally, of what you do. Anybody on the carnivore diet?
All right.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? And, it's only animal products.
Why do you think that's okay?
Because I get all my health and fitness advice from YouTube. So I'm doing that. It's going pretty well. It is getting exhausting having to hunt down and kill wild boar and elk with my own jaw.
I mean,
other than that.
Do you allow a vegetable in there?
No. Like, if you look up some YouTube videos about carnivore diet, there's guys that are like staunchly anti-veg. This one guy's always preaching, plants are trying to kill you. And see, right now, I'm just like a white belt carnivore. But this is no shit. There's a thing called the lion diet, where there are guys, and I guess women too, or, you know, trans anybody. It's not gender specific.
Or lions.
The lion diet is literally beef, salt, and water. Just beef, salt, and water, like, you know, like a lion.
Do you have like a playlist for your funeral, or are you just going to I always have, like, I know what songs will make people sad and which will bring them back up again in mind. I was wondering if you have yours, yeah. Your affairs in order.
It's going pretty well, though.
It's not, dude.
Finally, a diet I can stick to.
You're sweating because of your button fly jeans. Yeah.
It's probably the bacon.
It would almost be easier if you just were like, I went alt-right. Like, it would be easier. If you just get, no, these are my airplane jeans, man. Wipe them on your own, Levi's, brother.
These are literally the first carbs I've had in a month.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
you're gonna flip a car.
Yeah.
I feel like it's my responsibility because I haven't checked in on you in a while. I know you're wearing a Grateful Dead shirt.
Yeah.
You're only eating raw chickens you find in a field. Yeah. I didn't realize our weekly touch base sessions were kind of keeping you on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. I'm no good unattended. So. I need Kyle's supervision.
Need 45-minute guitar solos. Just a rack of lamb, untouched by heat.
Yeah.
Walk me through your day.
Well, there's no walking.
Yeah.
Well, as far as my meals?
Yeah. What are we doing?
Seriously, this is what I eat a lot. Well, I'm still doing intermittent fasting, as you can plainly see.
Just because you're not eating sometimes doesn't mean it's intermittent fasting. Because you take some time to do a podcast or a comedy show, does not qualify.
Going in my fat guy journal. Haven't eaten for 45 minutes.
Is that just a cookbook you write in the margins of?
No, just a lot of bacon and eggs, and then burgerless buns. That's kind of my go-to. So, yeah.
Burgerless buns?
It's pretty fun.
You mean bunless burgers?
Bunless burgers. Burgerless buns, that's a different thing.
Dog, you mean bread?
Bunless burgers. Or as I call them, funless burgers. I don't even eat the cheese.
Something tells me you're still putting ketchup on it, too, and it's just going through your fingers.
No. Too much sugar on the ketchup. In the ketchup. Put a little sugar on my ketchup.
I'm laughing, but I'm so worried about it. What are the benefits of this diet?
Well, it kind of clogs you up a little bit, I'll tell you that. But I couldn't help but think, what a refreshing change of pace. I could take the day off, you know? I don't have to, no longer frantically running around town looking for a public shitter. So, that's nice. Just slows everything down.
You're the only person. I was telling somebody the other day about how when you got long drives, you like chug Pepto to lock it all up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's not.
Travel days, Pepto. Dog, shut it down. Why not? It's closed, you know? Well, I've been doing that for years.
I know, and it's. I don't
want to shit on an airplane.
Why not?
Shut it down. Come on. It's a whole event. I need more elbow room than.
I mean, I'll give you that much. It's not a comfortable spot.
Yeah.
I just think you got to listen to your body.
Yeah.
Because it seems
to be saying a lot.
Seem to be screaming right now.
No, things are good.
All right. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that you've convinced yourself that this is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Still throwing kettlebells around your second floor apartment?
Yeah, doing that. I dropped one the other day. I do the new exercise. Anybody mess with kettlebells? The what do they call it? Round the world, where you go, you just kind of go around your back and grab it and do, and it slipped out the other day.
Is there any type of exercise equipment like a weighted hula hoop?
That's a good idea.
Right?
Yeah.
There is?
Yeah.
Weighted hula hoop.
There's like a heavy hula hoop?
Yeah. Just a tire.
Dave's got his whole new all-meat CrossFit gym going on. You don't flip the tire, but you hula hoop, and it's fucking insane. My man's hips do not lie. Well, yeah, we're catching up here. Nothing spooky's happened other than a fucking bought a haunted house, and I got, my cat died.
Aww.
Yeah, I did a show last night. I've been doing a whole long story about Dirt Nap. Dirt Nap has passed. 19 years, put in the time. Yeah. That cat put in the time. Yeah, a lot of miles. I've been telling a story where I still have to tell it in present tense because the jokes I wrote about her being dead don't make people happy. But I still think they're funny. I'm going to tell them to you now.
Okay.
I was on tour in Australia when I got the news. Like, we had to put her down over Zoom, which that doesn't feel good.
Oh.
You ever watch a cat die over Zoom? That sucks, man. Hey, listen, I'm laughing at this stuff. But here's the joke. It's like when you know, I just found out when you get bad news when you're in Australia, you actually spiral counterclockwise. That's a joke. That's a joke. This is a well-written joke. You know. And my other one is they say that you can't measure grief, but if you've ever cried over clumping kitty litter, yeah, you know exactly how much it weighs. I wrote that when it was happening. Like she was on her last days, and I was like crying. But then I was like having to scoop up my tears. So like, you could weigh that. That needs a little workshopping, but I mean, you see like the bones of it all.
I like it.
Speaking of seeing bones, we had her cremated, and
did you know?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
It's a little box. It's such a tiny box, we don't know what to do with it now. We gotta sprinkle it in the yard, but not. These aren't even jokes, this is just what's going on. It's like we don't wanna sprinkle it when the guy who does the yard comes by. I can't bear to have her just leaf blowing into the neighbors. She would have laughed. Cat had a great sense of humor. I do think you do get used to like where you'd see the cat. These aren't the joke parts. You do get used to where you see the cat around the house, and there's occasions where like out of the corner of your eye, you're like you see something move, and you're like, oh, is it a ghost or is it just where I'm used to seeing something before? And the house that I'm in now, like the house, like it's if it's not haunted, ghosts have fucked up. They like miss some prime real estate because it's like a one story house. It's got a little basement, and then there's clearly just what used to be. Like the foundation that they're like, put carpet down, sell it. It's a room now. And I bought it. I'm like, what a cool little quirky spot. It was a fireplace, but they bricked it over and put a safe in the front of it. So there's, for no reason, a safe in the basement. And there's a shower down there that's not part, it's just in the laundry room. Like there's not another bathroom, it's just a shower. But it's also made out of plywood, and it shouldn't. It's for hosing off victims.
Yeah, I was about to say. Sounds like industrial.
Yeah, it's for clean. It's for cleaning off evidence, and I made a note of that after the home inspection. I'm like, well, I'm not going to offer you what you're asking, given that there's a full-on murder shower in the bathroom.
You peek under that carpet, see if there's hardwood floors. A lot of times, these old houses.
No, it's concrete.
Oh.
It's just a cold concrete.
It's hard
basement.
To do.
Yeah. But it's going to be nice, and you're going to stay there, and we'll find some meat products for you to eat.
Yeah. We'll use that murder shower.
Stop you from chasing squirrels around the yard or something. How do you feel mentally after being on this diet? I'm fascinated the way you conduct your life, Dave.
Yeah, I feel good, you know? I'm a well-rounded individual.
We can edit that out if you want.
That's some of my new jokes. No, things are good. I finally got the discipline to stick to a diet, so. A lot of bacon and eggs, ground beef, you know?
Just loose ground beef on a plate?
No. I can't eat the fucking sloppy Joe bullshit.
What do you?
Just a hamburger patty, no bun. You know, like I said, a burgerless bun.
A hamburger steak?
Yeah, hamburger steak. Yeah. Meemaw's favorite.
Meemaw's favorite?
Yeah. Old joke.
Well, I'm glad that you think you feel good.
Yeah. Feeling good. You're talking about your new house there. I think a while back I told you that we may have a frog in our apartment. And not the reptile, but another incident.
You told me that term, and then I saw there's a whole Netflix series about this thing.
You guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Frog? Somebody squatting in the attic. Like, I don't know that in our place, but that's the concept there. People squat.
There is it Netflix or some social show about people like, yeah, so I just found out somebody's been living in the attic of my home for a year and a half, and I like, how do you not know? How do you not know there's another human being sharing your space?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's even some like security footage video of some people set up in their homes where you see people crawling out of like the attic space in the middle of the night and going through their kitchen
why?
And shit, crawling back.
Why aren't the Navy SEALs hiring this fucking dude?
Well, yeah, either that or we have a ghost. But about once a week I hear, and we're at the top, there's no apartment above us, and there is an attic, you know, a little passageway. And about once a week, I'll just hear rumbling up there, and it's too significant to be like a possum or a squirrel or something. If it was, I'd have already killed it and ate it. But, no, I had to go up and investigate the other night.
So what? Really, okay.
But I didn't find anything. But I, it was just, now granted, I'm usually high when I hear this stuff. Like, seriously, like crawling up there, got the little, you know, the pull down ladder. You know, I don't know if it's sturdy enough to hold me, but I took a chance.
Okay.
Climbed up there and peeked around. Didn't see anything, but definitely like some weird noises. We talked about this like a year ago when we first moved in. Well, and the other thing too, probably more believable when we first moved in, because when we moved in, that apartment was unoccupied for 2 years. So that makes sense that maybe somebody...
Oh, somebody could have snuck in there.
But if they're still there now, I'm just ashamed of myself for letting it go on. I got to be a little more vigilant in my own home.
So. You think he's going to find us? No, he's too busy eating that whole turkey.
Oh, big boys, he's a little distracted.
Too busy pulling a Thanksgiving goose over his head and eating his way out.
How about our boy selling out theaters now? How cool is that? That's Denver last week sold out. How's that feel, buddy?
It's good, man. It's weird, you know? There's like an intimacy to doing comedy in a smaller room in a club where you're like, oh, I got to dress. You start taking on real dictator type of stances, like, and also you in the third row. We were trying to decide what we were going to talk about on this, because you know, we haven't done the show in 6 months or so, and the reasons that it kind of departed was nothing personal. I just realized that we were doing this every week, and we'd sit there and just, just shoot the shit with each other. Uh-huh. But then learning about the term parasocial relationship. Kind of creep me out, because it's every week, and we just kind of talk about what's on our mind, and whether we believed it or not, we'd vent. Mm-hmm. Like on a Monday morning, this is when we record. But then those things go out to people. Like people, whether we believed it or not, people listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it. I forgot about that part. I'm like, I'm going to talk to Dave for an hour, and then maybe somebody will buy some stuff off Adam and Eve because of it. we'll get a couple of dollars
a little kickback
for that. But then watching how that, like whatever things we've said nonchalantly to each other, watching how they'll evolve online and be taken out of context, and I'm like, oh, it started to really creep me out. And I don't know how you felt about it, because I am also narcissistic enough to search my name. And that's my problem, as I would like look at like what people were saying about it. Like, oh, I kind of got, like there's this whole realm of like podcast celebrities now, and it's just, I don't even know if it's because the people think they're funny, or it's just like, oh, we know their life. So now we're affiliated with these individuals, and that kind of scared me away from becoming one of those individuals.
Yeah, if that's all you are, you know.
Yeah, but it's like, well, now everything you do is content, and you're just processing your life for this, you know, capitalistic endeavor.
Yeah.
Anyways, buy Adam and Eve, by the way. I think that code still works.
I appreciate the parasocial relationship, and I'm flattered, but I will just go ahead and say this. All the Bigfoot memes. I've seen them. And with no context, no message. People every day just, you know, hey, Bigfoot ate my ass and all I got was this t-shirt. Like, all right. Oh, Bigfoot's playing a saxophone in the woods. Holy shit, haven't seen that in a long time.
I
appreciate it. But
yeah, I like that. So I like that I think we've cultivated a pretty kind following.
Yeah.
It was just, I was worried about myself. I was getting real nonchalant. I'd like talk some shit or something to you. And we never did much editing on the podcast. And I'd be like, oh, I wish I didn't say that publicly because I've changed my mind or maybe like had a more mature aspect or take point of view later in the day. Like, no, it's out there. And I'm like, I wish I didn't, wasn't like that.
Speaking of which.
Okay, speaking of which.
You guys have been listening to the reissued old Patreon bonus episode? When we recorded those, they were just for our exclusive small Patreon group.
Yeah.
And we weren't anticipating that years later they would be open to the general public. And I don't know about you, but I definitely was a little more loose with my tongue on those. And talked a lot of shit about people knowing, like, well, only 500 people are hearing this. So now I gotta, like, go back and screen 5 years worth of fucking bonus episodes. Somebody messaged me the other day, like, hey, I don't know if you noticed, but one of those episodes, you're talking some shit about your family, and I don't know. Oh, fuck. And, like, not just family, but, like, other comics. There's one guy in particular that I just fucking laid into. Knowing that, like, well, this fucking asshole is not going to hear it. He's not a patron. And then it's like, oh, shit, now those are out in the ether. So I'm going to have to go back and screen some of that shit.
Yeah. Well, I don't like myself shit talk. Because we would start the episode like, all right, what do you want to talk about that we shouldn't record? And then for about 15 minutes, we would just talk mad shit.
Yeah.
And then we'd hit record, and they're like, all right, we got it out of the system, for the most part. But, like, I would like to be better about not talking shit.
It's fun, but
I don't know. What have you tried to do to better yourself in the last 6 months? Don't bring up the meat thing. I don't have an answer for myself, and it's not like we set out to do that.
I've been taking more magnesium and vitamin D. That's something.
Okay, all right.
Guy on YouTube told me to.
Yeah, I take some zinc once in a while because Rachel tells me to. Rachel's my YouTube. I just believe whatever she says. I'm like, all right.
You know what? I've been incorporating other calisthenics into my kettlebell routines. You know what my favorite new exercise is? Anybody do squats? Like, okay, you got your gym squats.
Hey, Boogie Monster fans.
You load
anybody
up the
do
racks.
Squats?
I do
hey, people getting
now.
Drunk at 2 in the afternoon on Sunday. Anybody do squats?
I do 200 of these every day. Chair squat.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, Dave's gonna.
You just sit in your chair and you just stand up.
Dave, once again, confusing exercise with just living your life.
I sit down and get back up quite a bit.
You guys ever jog but do it slower and do it to the store and back? I call it walking to get some beer.
Uh-huh. Try some chair squats. Yeah. And sometimes I'll lay all the way down, like in bed, and stay there for like 8 hours. Yeah, a lot of chair squats.
I broke my leg this summer being an athlete.
I didn't know that.
I chipped, I fractured my tibial plateau, but that's not quite the same. I entered a bike race.
I don't think that's a body part.
I entered a bike race. I did. It is, Dave. I did an athletic thing. You should be proud. Go Dogs. I did an athletic thing. By the way, I just say Go Dogs whenever I see any kind of sport happening. Because it does encompass it. Just somebody playing Frisbee, Go Dogs. Sometimes it's an actual dog playing Frisbee, so it works out. It pays off double, you know? I did. I entered a mountain bike race. I've never done anything competitively in my life. athletic-wise.
You ever. Were never on a little league team or anything?
I played peewee soccer for like, I don't think I finished. I don't think we got to the point where there was a game. Or we did, and I didn't even know because I was on a bench or like off in the other field.
Weren't you on a team when you hit a softball that clocked out a mentally challenged girl?
Oh, that wasn't a team. That was just in the neighborhood.
Oh, it wasn't an organized event.
Yeah, no, that was a story I told on This Is Not Happening, and I had never done anything athletically successful in my life, and we were playing softball, and I actually connected, and it like it was good hit, and it hit. Yeah, there's a gal with, you know, whatever issues she had had. And it fucking beaned her right in the head. And everybody was like so proud, like, I did it. And everybody rushed over to her. And I just left. Maybe I'm just too good at sports. And, this is what happens when I unleash my potential.
But so I ended how did you break your
Aztec Plateau? Is that like a cool band?
I think so. Oh.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I entered a mountain bike race. And I was like, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be 46, and I'm gonna enter a mountain bike race. I'm not planning on doing good. I just want to, for myself, I want to do something I haven't done before. So I think that's important when you get like, at any age, like challenge yourself and do some things that you wouldn't expect yourself to do. So I entered this mountain bike race. I think it'll be fun. I'll meet people. And I did the practice lap, and I didn't even fall cool. Like, I put my foot down wrong and twisted my knee, and then my knee, like, blew up. And then I'm going to do the race. And it was a shuttle. And then classic Canadian. I take the shuttle, like, they drive you up to the top of the mountain. And then I couldn't go down. It was too hurt. So I had to just sit up there and, like, hitchhike back down. Like, I got left. The whole race got finished. And everybody went down. And I had to wait for the guys who were taking the little starting gate to drive up in the van, be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I need a ride.
You could just coast down?
No. Because if I even put my foot down, I would have, like, I'd screwed up now, too. I bet I wouldn't have been walking for the rest of the year. But it was really, well, that's my lesson. I'm never going to do a sport. Ever again.
You learned.
But that was my big thing.
So how long was the race had you been able to complete it?
Oh, it's only about a 4-minute downhill race.
Like you have a start.
It's not against. It's against the clock. You have a starting gate at the top, and you go down this crazy trail and get to the bottom, and they time you out down there.
Okay, I was thinking like some sort of marathon on a bike type thing.
No, fucking no. I don't do marathon anything. I don't do marathon binge watch. I don't do anything for a long amount of time. I don't have the attention span. Do we? Should we talk about some spooky stuff for the people that like the Boogie Monster?
Might as well.
UFOs are real again?
Yeah, UFOs are out there. I wanted to talk about this real quick since we're in Milwaukee. Any baseball fans?
Nope.
Baseball fans? Sorry about the Brewers. I don't know what's going on with my Braves. Am I pronouncing it right? The Pfister Hotel?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
They've already made the jokes about it, Dave. Everybody in here has been through junior high.
I have never heard this story. By the way, I stayed at the Ambassador Hotel, and you guys probably know what happened there. I think I stayed in the next room over from the infamous... I know you're not supposed to talk about Dahmer in Milwaukee. But yeah, anyway.
Classic Midwest. Don't mention it. It never happened. Your cousin Terry's not gay. He's just got a good friend who's coming to Thanksgiving.
My two passions are intersecting in this story.
Meat and sitting down?
Exactly. Hey, right there. You gotta take it. haunted room there at the Pfister. Atlanta Braves powerhouse Marcell Ozuna saw a disembodied torso in 2018 at the Pfister Hotel. Him and Carlos Martinez. I'm not familiar with him. But, yeah, a lot of... I guess the Pfister is one of the nicest hotels in town. So whoever's playing the Brewers, they usually stay. The road team stays there at the Pfister Hotel. And in 2018, these two players, they saw a disembodied floating torso in their room. And this is the funny part. What did they say? That they went... They ran over to the other teammate's room and stayed there for comfort. Carlos Martinez posted a video on Instagram saying that he couldn't sleep in his room because of a free-floating, full-torso, vaporous apparition.
Those were his words?
Yeah. Teammate Marcell Ozuna was with him and also witnessed the event. So the two of them, along with Tommy Pham and some Cardinals coaches, headed to Francisco Pena's room for comfort. Anybody know Tommy Pham? Remember that? Tommy Pham, I forgot who he played with at this time, but he was in a fantasy football league with a player from another team, Jock Peterson, former Brave. And I guess Jock made some bad trades or kind of screwed him over in his fantasy football league. So before the game that they played, Tommy Pham went over and slapped him in the face. Because of a fantasy football trade. That's not the story here, but that makes me laugh so much at these Major League Baseball players got scared.
But what this whole sidebar is like, G-Man Choi is another baseball player that got haunted by a ghost at the Pfister Hotel.
So many. 2001, Adrian Beltre, the Dodger star, said he heard knocking at his door while staying at the Pfister, even with the TV and air conditioning turned off. Okay, that's not scary.
Yeah, people do that. People do that for sure.
Yeah, that's just housekeeping, dude.
But okay, so...
calm down.
It happened right around 12 o'clock when I was supposed to be checking out. They could have been saying boo, or it might have been room service. I wasn't sure.
2012, then Washington Nationals star Bryce Harper, now a fucking Philly. Fuck the Phillies. We got to beat the Phillies. He had this experience. Quote, yeah, I laid a pair of jeans and a shirt on a table at the foot of the bed. When I woke up in the morning, I swear on everything, the clothes were on the floor and the table was on the opposite side of the room. So there's like dozens of Major League Baseball players who've had experiences at the Pfister Hotel.
But also, baseball players are superstitious and do drugs.
That's true.
I'm just saying, I got to provide my insight. It's point counterpoint.
No, I understand.
I put stuff on the bed, and then when I slept in it, that night, the stuff that was on the bed was on the floor. Fucking crazy, man.
But no, a lot of these are kind of benign, but that first with Marcell Ozuna, a floating torso. I don't know how you're supposed
I
to
feel like, explain like, that to away. Come, like, also to, like, admit as an athlete or something. Like, I don't know, I'm not a jock, but I feel like you'd probably kind of keep a lot of that stuff hidden around your teammates so you don't get... razzed?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's why these stories are so significant.
Everything I know about baseball is from The Sandlot or Major League. I don't the only two reference points I have.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
Yeah.
Over the summer, leave it to us to stop our paranormal podcast right when the shit hits the fan. This summer, you guys been keeping up with all these dumb stories? The Las Vegas UFO? You hear about that?
Yeah.
Not even UFO, the alien.
I started looking at some of these thinking, oh, because like, you were like, oh, check this out. I'm like, all right. And then it's like we're just back recording again.
Well, yeah, this one has a lot of weird twists and turns. And some, like, there's videos that have since been proven to be CGI bullshit. But it is a fact that there's body cam footage from a police officer working a separate case where you see something falling out of the sky. would it be a meteor or UFO or something? And then apparently, like, just 5 minutes later, there was a legit 911 call. Well, I don't know if it was, you know, they're telling the truth, but there was a 911 call where a family called and said, yeah, we're looking at three 10-foot-tall aliens in our backyard. And that was right after the thing fell out of the sky. So that story went
I think
crazy.
A safe bet is to never believe anything coming out of Vegas.
Yeah.
Do not trust Las Vegas. That is a city built on lies to steal your money.
Yeah.
And drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, but these are people, these are residents, these are people that live there.
Yeah, who chooses to live in Las Vegas?
Speaking of Vegas, I'm going to Vegas in a couple weeks. You know why? All right, talking about trying new things. Dave's going to BravoCon. Yeah, the channel.
Okay, let's dive into this for a minute.
It was a birthday gift to my wife. She's a Real Housewife fan. So she wanted to go last year in New York, but the tickets were sold out. So for her birthday, I got her passes to BravoCon.
What are we going to see?
She likes all the Real Housewife shit. I can't keep up with it. So I got me a pass, but I'm really just going to go hit some buffets. Good husband, though. I'm going to go. I'll hold her purse while she gets an autograph from whoever. So, yeah. We'll be on the loose at BravoCon. You guys got any questions or anything you want me to pass on to any of your favorite Real Housewife stars?
Is it only... What's 90 Day Fiancé on? I watch 90 Day.
I don't know.
Is it TLC? Thank you.
You still watching?
You've been piping up a lot, but it's been valuable information. I appreciate it. This guy in the front row is talking a lot, but he's also got some answers. I'm not encouraging you. It's just it has been like, oh, okay, that is done. TLC. I need a fiance. Is that TLC? Yeah.
All right. Been watching any cool shows?
No, man.
You lean into that sometimes.
I watch my 90 Days.
Bachelor.
Nah, I didn't
what's that new one, the Golden Bachelor?
Old ass Bachelor.
I think that's illegal
I'm not doing
in some
that
states.
Shit. I want to hear about aliens, Dave.
Did you hear about the thing in Peru? Did you guys hear about an indigenous village in Peru thought that they were getting attacked by a swarm of aliens? Turns out it was just miners on jetpacks. Those fucking Peruvians, they'll believe anything.
There's a picture. I'm looking at a picture of it.
Uh-huh.
That. Yeah, man. All right. I would not know what that is either.
Yeah. Especially if you were part of an indigenous village in Peru. I mean, no offense to them, but they're probably, you know, not on the cutting edge of what's going on with technology and the internet and stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they do have Wi-Fi in an indigenous village. I shouldn't assume. But yeah, an isolated indigenous village in rural Peru faces an attack where a 15-year-old girl is targeted for kidnapping. Astonishingly, locals attribute the incident to extraterrestrial beings, which they described as little green men.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so Peruvian villagers, it's okay for them to be confused that a miner on a jetpack is... But you think someone lives in your attic.
I mean, I don't think. And I'm just saying I'm hearing
there's
shit.
There's no way it's a squirrel.
No, there is no way it's a squirrel. Because I hear like full like steps and like freaking
big squirrel.
Big fucking man, how terrifying is that? A 200-pound squirrel? Oh my god. Well that's that
Mecha squirrel.
That's terrifying.
Alpha possum.
What other stories?
Why'd you throw one of your cats up there and see what it comes back with?
No, my boys are too precious for them. They're cats. They're not bait, Kyle.
No, I mean, they're predators.
Yeah, but this is a
whatever. It's hard to call a tuxedo cat a predator. It's hard to expect something that is that formally named.
Did you see the Mexican government had a thing where they... trotted out some mummified aliens.
Oh, God,
that just looks like paper mache.
That looked like a fucking souvenir from Peru.
We talked about this on the last episode, but it is taking some of the fun out of this in that, like, all this shit can be faked now, like, at a high level.
Well,
what am I supposed to believe?
That is kind of, that did contribute to the end of the show a little bit, too, is that, like, Either it's all like super faked internet clout farming stuff, or conspiracy theories have taken hold of people's lives mm-hmm. in a not fun way.
Yeah.
In a not entertaining way. People have gone, you know, full tilt into crazy shit, and it's hard to look at these things and be silly about them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to be like, you believe somebody believes in it? Yeah, yeah, they voted that way. And that's not saying one way or another. That's that, like, yeah, people are like, there's government candidates. Mm-hmm. They're like, fucking, we're getting messages. Fucking Q's giving us messages through 4chan. And that's when shit's going to go down. And people are like, give me the ballot. I want them in there. Yeah, these are not, like, it stopped being fun. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, it's still
in
fun.
In spite of our efforts.
Yeah.
I was in Northern California, though. I'm still going to give you that. There's enough land out there for a...
Oh, no shit.
For Bigfoot to be out there. Yeah. I'm going to let you have that one.
Any Bigfoot believers? Show of hands. Come on. Fucking six of us.
Well, I think we need to decide. It's not that they're non-believers. There's just people that are like, I got other stuff to worry about. It's not like there's anti-Bigfoot people. It's just like, well, most of my life is just non-Bigfoot related events and activities and relationships.
Yeah.
When it comes, if you're going to ask me directly, I'm going to be like, I don't know about it. But I drove up there because we both poorly timed our tours this fall. I was in Humboldt County on Thursday, and now I'm in Milwaukee on, it was Saturday and Sunday. It's been a wild ride. But drove through, you know, Sasquatch, OG Sasquatch country.
That is such a great drive.
You drive there, yeah, you drive there through the middle of the night, and there's enough forest around you that like any kind of living creature that wants to not be found can go out into those woods and just set up and just be left alone for a long time. So if you're looking to do that, get off grid, you pulled some crimes. Northern California is the place for you. Let me tell you, the temperature's a little more conducive. No Wisconsin winters. It's a little rainy out there, but you'll get through.
Oh, we spent some time in the Redwood Forest in Humboldt County.
Yeah, we got
about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, we Gilligan's Island, our fucking hike that was supposed to be 2 miles and turned into 16 miles.
3 hour hike turned into 11 hours. And I conceded all navigational duties to Kyle from the get go. So
yeah, big mistake.
No matter how fucking annoyed I was getting, I didn't have a leg to stand on because I had no fucking idea where we're at as well. But,
turns out Google Maps don't work so well.
Like, seriously, 11 hours. I remember we started at like 8 a.m. and we're like, oh, we'll be back by noon. You know, we'll have some lunch. We got back at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And just waterlogged. Just wet.
I like
dog.
How we both think we're going to survive things. Like, we spent a good portion of the show talking about, I'm ready, I got this and that. We couldn't go on a hike without dying.
I mean, that was there ever a point where you're like, oh, fuck? I mean, about 6 hours in, I was like, shit, we're going to have to get medevaced out of here.
I was worried. I had like some kind bars on me. And I'm like, well, I can't. It's not fair to go half and half with this with Dave. It's going to be more of a 70-30 split.
Yeah.
I think you had one Walmart water bottle, like one of these guys.
Yeah.
Like, Dave, don't go chugging that now, Dave. You know, say go slow sip there, buddy.
You said we'd be back by noon. How was Humboldt this time? Did you stay in the special Airbnb?
Humboldt County. For those of you that don't know, Humboldt County gave you a lot of your domestic marijuana throughout the last 40-some years, and now that it's legal, that town is struggling because they just don't want to do the paperwork. That's not good. They'll get down to the dirt and grow the plants, but file for a permit. Fuck, man. I gotta, like, go stand in line at the office. And so it is like an island that is somehow still connected to the land around it. It is operating of its own politics and mindset, and it's something special. Get a slice of pizza at 2 in the morning. Why wouldn't there be an 11-year-old working there? I don't know. There's laws that govern this land, but nobody's enforcing them over there. It's just get paid in weed, let a child make your food in the middle of the night. It's just doing its own thing. And but good people of the earth, you know, of the earth, just avoiding taxes.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
But so I did that, and then yeah, I drove all day to get there, did my shows, drove all night back, was out of my mind, got on a flight to come here to Milwaukee, disrupted the people around me. I slept hard. I unforgivable.
Yeah. I can't do that on a plane. I can't.
My body didn't give me a choice.
Not to recycle my bit, but it's true. I whimper when I start to doze off.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be that guy on the plane.
Put my headphones on. I'll say this. I don't have like Joe Rogan deprivation tank money, but like good noise canceling headphones. And if you chew Doritos while those are on, like you really are just listening to your own system at work. It really does.
Why the middle seat?
Because I'm not paying these goddamn
it's
airlines.
$12.
I'm not fucking. It's $12 I'm keeping. Suck my ass, Delta. Nobody. Airlines will not get any more money out of me than absolutely necessary for me to get to the show. Fucking airline to the ground. I don't care. I'm fine. I'm 5'8. I'm 5'8. I can lock in. I can roll up.
Speaking of which, there's a petition to bring back Krispy Kreme's original glazed donut. Krispy Kreme, they got rid of the best donut ever created, the glazed cream filled. You know what I'm talking about? The buttercream, the white buttercream. That's how I want to die. Just face down in a vat of Krispy Kreme buttercream. Not the custard, the buttercream. Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, it was the best donut in the world.
I know how you want to
do it. The original glaze, but filled, not the whole. I mean, the regular original Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts up here in Milwaukee. There we go. Fuck Dunkin' Donuts. They make great coffee. Make your coffee. Stay the fuck out of the donut game. Embarrassing yourself. Original glaze cream filled was the glazed donut without the hole, and then they filled it with. Oh, delicious buttercream. No icing or anything needed. You know, not the chocolate icing. That takes away from the buttercream. I've been eating those since I was 2 years old.
Just gonna put my mic down for this rant.
They fucking took it off. All right, so they took it away a couple of years ago, and I held my tongue because they replaced it.
Sure, you didn't try to eat it?
They replaced it with what they called the original glaze, original cream. It was the same components, but it was the original glazed donut with the hole, and they somehow figured out how to inject the cream in a ring. And I was like, okay, I can live with this. And it was pretty great. And they got rid of it as well. So, but now there's a petition. If you go to change.org, seriously, I need y'all to do this.
Take a back seat, human rights. We need to get these donuts back on the market.
Krispy-Kreme-bring-back.
Listen, racism isn't going away anytime soon. But we can bring these donuts back. This article starts with why this petition matters. Did you write this article?
Well, I do have to admit my pen name is Lowell Guttridge. More like Bowel Guttridge.
God damn it, Dave!
Just recently, Krispy Kreme has released a new and improved version of their vanilla cream filled donut. And in my eyes and taste buds, they are not nearly as good as the original glaze and vanilla cream. So this petition was created while they still had the original glazed original cream, the new one. But my point is, they got rid of that as well. I got no buttercream in my life.
Ever. Do not deny fat activism.
No, we will not be silenced.
You will be out of breath, but you won't be silenced. Have you like asked the employees directly? Are they upset about it?
Some phone calls were made.
Well, because you had a donut tower at your wedding.
That's right. I had a, instead of a wedding cake, we had a Krispy Kreme donut down.
So this does. This is near and dear to your heart.
Yeah. And then, I don't know if I told you this.
We left
Katie's nephew in charge of the donut tower, and I showed him all these pictures. You know, we bought. I had to buy an actual like plastic tower that we had to assemble. It's like 4 feet tall, and I showed him all these pictures of like, oh, yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory. But you put all the donuts, just pack them in there, make it look really good. And he placed like one donut and then like spaced it like 6 inches. This tower meant to hold like over 100 donuts. Had like 14 donuts on it.
Did you not have all the other donuts?
No, I got all the donuts and I gave them to him and I was like, fill it up. And then next thing I look, and there's like 14 donuts on there. Like, dude, he's a teenager, you know. These young kids don't know the donut game the way. Oh, geez, no.
Kids don't work anymore.
Nobody wants to work and nobody wants to eat buttercream.
I'm not going to lie, Dave. Back when I was in the donut game, I did appreciate the buttercream filled
donuts.
It's
the best. And there's nothing worse than
as much as I make fun, I got your back on this.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than biting into what you think is a glazed cream filled. There's
tuna salad,
custard.
Y'all are doing tuna salad pockets? That's what I wish I would have made at the donut factory.
Oh boy! So these are my problems.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with.
Well, you know what? Not to make light of your problems or anything else about you.
No. I get it.
These are they're mean. I'm sorry, Dave.
Buddy.
You laugh at them, so I keep making these jokes, but I don't like. I sat here in the early, like, I don't want to talk shit, and I just made fat jokes at you for the last hour.
That's all right.
I don't like it.
I keep eating these hamburgers. I'll get the last laugh.
You'll have a last laugh.
I'm going to pot roast my way to a new me.
I miss pot roast so much, man. That was the most Wisconsin. Last night we were at the after party for the show, and we're at the bar, and the fella made all the food, and it was very nice. And then he's telling me, he's like, I heard you were coming, I heard you were vegan. I was like, that can't be right. I'm like, it's not. I'm not vegan. I'm just mostly vegetarian. Well, I made vegan hot browns. So there's two trays of hot browns, and this one has meat, and then this one's vegan because it's just got cheese. And I'm like, what? And I was like, well, that's not how that works. Like, well, but it's cheese. I'm like, yeah, but to anything that has to do with an animal. He's like, yeah, but cheese? And I was like, don't even worry about it, man. Then I started eating them, and I could tell, I knew I was like, I didn't know at first I was grabbing the ones that had turkey in it, and I could see him, because I told him, like, don't even worry, like, I'm not, like, messed, I'm not, like, pretentious about it. Like, I eat some meat, whatever. But then I started grabbing those, and I could see him, like, come out, he wanted to stop me and be like, but those have... Let him have it. I took a bite, I'm like, this is extra good. And every time it's extra good, I'm like, ooh, turkey. And then I ate them anyway, and I was like, whoopsie, had some turkey, and I felt strong.
Yeah.
I felt strong.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm doing this.
Speaking of which, have you broken edge prior to that? Anything good? Any good stories?
Yeah, I was in Michigan a couple weeks ago. I have a friend who is. We live like we exist around. Not it sounds bad like unambitious individuals.
You mean comedians?
Yeah. This whole fucking language about comedians or philosophers. Anybody with money and free time is a philosopher. That's all it takes. You can afford to sit around with your thumb up your ass all day? Congratulations, you're a philosopher. It doesn't mean you're good at it, but like, I wonder if this was this. That's all it takes. You're not making it in the books, but you're philosophizing. So a lot of not super ambitious people, but then I have friends, one of my best friends growing up, and he went on to become a professor at a university. He's a doctored professor at a university, but he also has 4 children, and at the same time, he's like, I'm getting frustrated with being a professor. I want to go back into, deli meats. And so he built a a meat curing room in his basement. In between raising four kids with his wife and being a doctored professor, also just built a concrete wall where, like, I only know meat hanging up from where you'd find bodies in mob movies. Apparently, sometimes they just use it for the meat. Made a meat curing locker in his basement and has a deli slicer.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing the vegetarian thing. Now I was like, well, it's great that you're doing that now that I've perfected my meat curing. And I'm like, hook it up. Yeah. And we just prosciutto, mortadella, like all of it, just slice it up. Like, yeah, I'm going to go nuts. I'll limp for this stuff. And so I got down on that. And that was about 3 weeks ago.
Awesome.
Yeah, I broke edge from like my friend's homemade cured meats. Yes. Yeah, you support a pal like that. Yeah, I'm sorry, Dr. Deli Meats. Yeah, I'll have some. I'll have Father of the Year Dr. Deli Meats. Sure, give me this stuff.
Way to go. Yeah.
And so I had that. A couple other slip-ups. A couple other relapses. But nothing massive. Nothing outside of before when all December I just ate meat. I did what you did, and I couldn't walk all January.
Too much bacon toe?
Too much of everything toe.
How's the gout doing?
I mean, shit, for now.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
It's still so fucking hilarious that he's the one that got gout. Weak genes.
Yeah, man. Life's unfair.
Almost here. That's exciting. I started September 1st getting into the Halloween spirit. I'm prolonging it 2 months. I've been watching like two or three spooky movies every week. I watched some good ones recently. I've never seen the original The Wicker Man. Saw that the other day. That was fun. Yeah. Anybody see The Wicker Man?
But that's the OG. That's the not the Nick Cage one. OG
no. This is the old one. Man, that's you would like that. It's good. It's this little island off the coast of Scotland, and a little girl goes missing. So a detective comes to investigate, and then hijinks ensue. It's pretty good.
Sounds scary.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Yeah.
Then I watched one called John in the Hole.
Somebody grunted over
there.
It's on
regular cable, by the way.
I saw it, or just the name
John in the Hole. Anybody seen John in the Hole? It's a little weird little kid, and he's
seen a movie that could be called that.
Yeah. Weird little kid.
Filmed at the Pfister Hotel.
Little kid finds a big hole in the ground in the backyard, and then he makes use of it. I won't spoil it. Pretty good.
Same premise as the movie I'm thinking about.
And then I...
makes use of is not the... Of all the things they say about porn titles, what a benign phrasing.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
man destroys... MILF, the man makes use of MILF.
Just be still, we're going to create something. All right. And then I watched, I rewatched, I hadn't seen this in like 15, 20 years, I watched The Descent.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I forgot, I didn't realize that I was claustrophobic. Holy shit. You ever been spelunking, Kyle?
I don't want to make another fat joke, but being fat. But you're like.
No, go for it. Lay it on me.
I'm just saying, like, you're like got to be more claustrophobic because you're closer to your surroundings than everybody else.
That's true.
That wasn't even that funny.
I can see what you were trying to do there.
I feel trapped in here. It's a Chevy Tahoe, man. Calm down.
My body's closing in on me. But yeah, that's what I watched recently. Wicker Man, The Descent, John of the Hole. Highly recommend. And then I was thinking, I got to compile a list of like classic horror movies that I've never seen. And I've seen a lot. And I'm not even like a big horror guy, especially in the last 15, 20 years. There's so many of them that just kind of have the same feel and tone and pace. And then I just, at the end, it's like, that wasn't even that scary. But so I'm going back and revisiting the classics. I'm ashamed to admit I've never seen the original Hellraiser.
What?
Never seen. I've seen Hellraiser 2. I thought I could reverse engineer and piece it together. But on my list, I got four. The original Hellraiser. I've never seen The Omen, the original Omen. I know it's about a weird little kid. Fright Night. Never got around to seeing that.
Fright Night.
And I've never seen The Fly with Jeff Goldblum. I mean, I've seen it, you know, little bits and pieces.
This is Fright Night related, but I got in an argument with Mark Skippy Price.
I just saw his ad the other day for his poster for a show. Do you guys know who he's talking about? Mark Skippy Price, Skippy from Family Ties, on his comedy poster. He does stand-up. He's billed as Skippy from Family Ties.
I'm not trying to shit-talk so much. This was years ago, but I've had an argument. Like, I was still working a day job in L.A., and I know also from Fright Night, which also has Ozzy Osbourne, and it has Gene Simmons.
Okay, but is Skippy
and
in
Skippy
it?
And Skippy is the main character. Uh-huh. And Fright Night's solid film. If you like metal and scary movies and adjacent characters from Family Ties. But so it was in the boom of, like, everybody just had a website go up with, like, comedy content on it, like the mid-aughts. And some clip of mine was on his website, and I was like, all right, it's cool, like, pay me. Like, I'm pretty punk rock outwardly, but when it comes to finances, I'm like full rap mode, like, give me the cash. So, all right, Skippy, you want to use this clip? Give me some money. And he's just like, well, I'm just, you, listen, the potential to exposure to fan base at home. He gave me that whole spiel. I had a phone call. I was on my lunch break at my day job, arguing with fucking Skippy from Family Ties. I'm like, this might be the most showbiz I ever get in my life. Because I'm not going to GML's because they got a good, that's a place with good $5, but like a big sandwich, not good, but big. And I was like, I'm missing my $5 fucking sub sandwich lunch because I got to argue with Skippy from fucking Family Ties right now. And that was like, I thought that might have been the height of my career. Because I'm like, that's cool, Skippy, but just pay me for it. He's like, well, if you don't want the exposure, if you don't want the potential of reaching millions of fans, because this comedy website with my name alone is going to reach so many fans. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fuck, Skippy, just give me like $100, man. Just give me $100, use the clip. Oh, well, I'm not going to do that because on principle, I'm like, fuck Skippy, man.
Yeah.
Maybe he's changed. Maybe I've changed. I don't know. But
next time, I'll tell you my stories about Mr. Belvedere. So don't get me started.
Did you get in it?
Did I fuck Mr. Belvedere?
No, I just... No, but the theme song to that show would make it sound like that's about to happen. Scramp on to China, something in the corner. Scramp on to China.
Even as a kid, I didn't trust Mr. Belvedere.
No, you...
What's his deal?
You had street smarts before most of us. You were Wesley.
Now, if he was just openly gay, that would be fine. But this ambiguous, I'm a guy who's also a housekeeper, nanny, come on. No. No thanks. Not on my watch.
Foreign accent.
Yeah.
No thanks. Coming here, taking our gay butler jobs. Right.
No, I wish he was gay, but I don't think his character was gay. I just think he's...
Also, they were just in a regular-ass house. Yeah. But you got a butler? Growing Pains was shot in the same house. They didn't have a butler.
I need a butler for my 3-bedroom, 2-bath, split-level suburban home. Oh, Kyle, any movies on your list? No. Anything you have seen, you want to see? No. Are you getting into the...
I'm trying to get actually scared.
Yeah?
I'm trying to get real scared.
Okay. How are you going to do that?
I bought a house, so financially I'm terrified.
So your house...
I'm terrified I made a huge mistake with my life.
Yeah, it is scary.
And also it's legit scary.
It's an old house.
It's 100 years old. It's not structurally sound. And it's on a side of a hill. And they're talking about the big one hitting Oregon. And I'm like, tight. All right. Also, I don't do well if I'm home alone. Like, I get scared by stuff easy. Like, I get legit frightened by sounds. Mm-hmm. Do you get that? Do you get scared?
I mean...
Like, do you get real scared? Don't even worry about movies. When's the last time you've been scared?
I thought someone was in my fucking attic. That's
yeah, but you're confrontational. You go out, you're street justice day.
Well, I was scared about the legal ramifications of me going up there.
Oh, you were scared of what? Your own potential
exactly.
for violence.
I'm scared for that guy.
So you're like more of a Viggo Mortensen. I'm scared of what I might do to somebody.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Man, that's a great question. Last time I was, I'm not sure. I don't get scared, but I really.
No, I don't think you do. And I'm not like that. You're like a tough dude.
Nothing comes to mind.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I had some good stories.
But I think you're a tough guy, and you don't
get
scared.
I'm not a tough guy. I'm a fat 46-year-old man.
That's tough to me. Because I'm also 46. Yeah. And relatively in shape, comparatively speaking.
You're a delicate little dandy.
I am.
You know?
I'm frail.
You are.
But I have gout, yeah, sometimes I can't walk.
Yeah.
But no, I mean legit, like when you've last been scared, not of like threat of like a criminal or something like that, but of just like things that go bump in the night type of scare. Do you ever get frightened by that? Like camping or anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, there you go. We talked about this.
Oh, yeah, we were.
I camped in Oregon right by a raging river, and it was way out in the middle of nowhere. Like, yeah. I probably was the only person in 3 or 4 mile radius. Like, yeah. It was very out in the middle of nowhere. And just the fact that I was right by this real noisy river, and in the middle of the night, just the fact I couldn't hear anything, that creeped me out.
Yeah.
The fact that I just... Somebody could have crept up on me, or animals, something. Like, I couldn't, if there was somebody walking 30 feet away, I probably couldn't have heard them.
Okay.
And I was super high and got into my own head. Just laying in the tent at like 2 in the morning. Just like, that creeped me out.
Yeah, yeah, like losing one. So have you been humbled by nature at all in terms of what animals you think you can fight successfully? Because we were in Montana, and we were camping, but we were going on hikes. Like, get your bear spray here. I'm telling Rachel, I'm like, we don't need any bear spray. It's fine. Bears are like, they see you. They're like, no problem. But then we went to go hike on one trail, and it was two forks, and the sign's like, don't go right. There's bears. It's closed. There's absolutely bears over there. This other way? Maybe. And then I was like, let's go back. Let's go get some bear spray. Let's go to town and get some bear spray. So we went back to town and bought bear spray.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see bears. We didn't see bears. Went to fucking Yellowstone. I saw a marmot and 2 bison.
Nice marmot.
Feel ripped off. I feel pretty ripped off.
I bought Katie bear spray for personal protection.
For Vegas?
No, just for Vegas. I used to buy her.
For BravoCon?
I used to buy her the little mace, and it's just too dainty. So I make her carry... like bigger than this bear spray. One in her purse and one in her car seat. So, yeah, I always say, you still got the bear spray? Get the bear spray? So, I could just hose somebody down.
Yeah, it's about 25 feet. Yeah. Good. Yeah, I haven't tested it.
I mean, if you were a fucking creep, you know, and a predator, and you were trying some shit, and a lady pulled out a fucking half-gallon jar of fucking bear spray.
If it can take down a bear, it should be able to take down...
Yeah. Beat it, creep.
Pervo.
Well, I had something.
I was trying to. I was seeing if you ever got scared. I thought you could fight any animals anymore.
Oh, the animal thing. Oh no, I know what I was gonna say. This is probably old, and you've probably seen it. But I saw a video the other day of a mountain bike rider getting chased by a grizzly bear. Have you seen that one?
I avoid watching.
I guess he had the camera. He had the camera on his helmet, and then he was like looking back, and there's just fucking giant bear. Like, that would just absolutely scare the shit out of me. Bears. I'll fuck up a coyote. But seriously, not even machismo. I fucking kill a coyote. But a fucking bear.
But, okay, let me put this to you. They're pack animals, though. 5 coyotes.
Yeah. 5? Yeah, you're going to need more than that. Seriously, I'll fuck up. I will kill 5 coyotes with my bare hands. I'm very confident in my ability to kill.
I feel like this promise combined with you going to a reality TV convention. Like, make it happen.
I'll watch that show. Wouldn't be a fun show.
I mean, no, I'll watch it. You'll participate. I'll just be the Don King to your coyote fight. Give him 10. My man's got 10 coyote energy.
10 might be pretty good, but yeah. Single digits. Shh,
believe in yourself, man. You got 10 coyotes in you.
Give me a few more months on the carnivore diet. Let me sculpt my body a little more.
Yeah. Let me eat the way they eat, man. Exactly. Out the trash. I'm just gonna feed you rabbits and old Subway sandwiches until you're ready to go.
Oh, boy. Well, we've mowed through all my very thinly constructed notes.
So. Let's put her down,
anything
man.
Anything else on your mind, Kyle?
Nothing. It's just good to see you, buddy.
It's good to see you, buddy. It really is.
We've been on the road working hard, trying to...
I'm a little wired today. I drove 6 hours from Cincinnati this morning. So.
Yeah, we have scheduled ourselves poorly this fall.
I forgot it was a 2 p.m. show. I was like, oh, fuck. All right, let me count backwards. When do I have to leave?
Well, let's let you go to bed so you can be prepared for your show tonight.
That's right. I got to be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Well, let's do it.
Buddy, and seriously, congrats on the theaters, man.
Thanks, man.
That's
a couple. It's not a full move, but we're moving. We're getting there.
Not to talk too much inside baseball. That's a big deal for a comedian. If you knew what 23 years, 22 years, you doing comedy.
Man. I opened for Patton Oswalt at the theater I played at last night. Yeah. I opened for him about 12 years ago. So
that's awesome.
Pretty wild. Yeah.
But yeah, just years and years of selling 12 tickets in Cincinnati. Primetime.
Next
Saturday
year you're gonna get them, baby.
Anybody go to the show last night? Yeah. The boy still got it. He's getting there. Pretty good. That's awesome, man. Congrats.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for coming out, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
And who knows what the future holds?
Who knows?
Looking now that we're the same zip code soon. We might have to make this a regular thing, so who knows?
But, Boogie Monster rekindled, baby.
Absolutely.
All right.
Seriously, thanks for coming out.
Thank
you guys.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Boogie Monster.
The rhythm, check the rhythm.
There's a man walks the streets of London late at night.
The rhythm, check the rhythm.
With a little black bag that's oh so tight.
The rhythm, check the rhythm.
He's got a big black cloak hanging down his back. That's a one big cat I just hate to fight.
The river, Jack the river.
Well, it walks down the street, ever getting it, says your name, Reblaw.